Okay, no, y'all ain't tricking me like that. No, you are not. I'm not going to tell you which one this is. I give you enough by asking you, is it Lethal Weapon or is it SWAT? All right, so I'm not going to give you the answer to this one until I ask you about the next one. We're going to do this right. Okay, we're soaring. We are soaring. And I tell you what, it is good to soar. It is good to soar above. It is good to use our brains in ways that are truly, truly productive. All right. In the meantime, though, just before we begin to soar again, I want to give you some heads up. We're going to be inspired again by a very, very inspirational lady, Miss Crystal Smith. She's going to be joining us Monday, December 10th. Talk about wellness. And the focus is going to be the connection between physical and spiritual health. Physical and spiritual wellness. I love it because a lot of you know I've been sharing with you for quite some time now that we really are the physical part of us that we do see and feel and hear and smell. And we are the invisible part of us that is just as real as the physical part, but we don't see, but very real. There is a connection between the two. We are both the invisible part of us and the physical part of us. She's going to talk with us about that marriage between the two, how we come down to the business of being well physically and spiritually by talking about the connection between the two. We will also, on next Saturday, revisit my conversation with Reverend Jeff Flowers and Reverend Brennan Francois, ordained minister and not inspirational speaker. He goes by a different title, but at any rate, we know we're into December. Christmas will be here before we know it. Thanksgiving has gone. Christmas is on the way. New Year's Day is on the way. We are in the height of holiday season. And we know that for many people, this is a very, very different time of the year for you than in seasons past, because you've been coping with severe family illness and or family loss or loss of some kind. Because it's not just the loss of a loved one that can have a tremendous impact on us. People can lose jobs that mean a lot to them for more than just money, for reasons other than financial reasons. Financial is part of it, but not all of it. There are other reasons that people's jobs mean a lot to them. It's a place where they feel like they belong. It is a place where they feel like they are contributing to society on a regular basis, and so on. And to lose that job is to lose, for them, much of the meaning of their lives. That is a very real loss. So it's not, again, just the loss of loved ones that can impact us. There are many types of losses that can really throw us for a loop. Reverend Flowers and Reverend Francois shared with us ways to go about the business of coping with illness and coping with loss. We're going to bring that back this Saturday, 2 p.m. This Saturday at 2 p.m. If for whatever reason you're not able to join us live via 1550 a.m. The Voice for any of these discussions, whether solo or whether I'm with a guest, don't sweat it. You can go to speakingwith.com, click on the link that's labeled listen online at your convenience. And that's how it's labeled too. Listen online at your convenience. And just click that link, bring up the program that you want to hear. In this case, you know, again, if you're using your smartphone or any other device that allows you to use a search bar, you can just click the name of the guest into that search bar. First name, last name, both, first and last name. If you recall the date that the program will have aired, you can put that in there. It'll come up. The search bar will bring it up for you. But either way, you can definitely search for what you're looking for otherwise as well. So, Reverend Flowers and Reverend Francois, will share with us how to cope with illness, how to cope with loss. On Sunday at 2 p.m., we'll revisit my conversation with Dr. Terry Linhart, who gave us some tremendous insights on how to become more aware of who we are, the good and the not so good, so that we can tap into what we need to change so that we become more effective leaders. You can go to speakingwith.com and click on the link that is labeled this week's guests and topics. And that'll let you know what we're planning for the week. As I've said before, there are times when we have had to make some changes, but by and large, most of the time, the majority of the time, when we what we have posted is what will be taking place most of the time. All right. What about this? We want to do what we can to make the world a little better. We're still soaring. In the culture of toddlerhood, what people ultimately feel entitled to is happiness. Yet happiness is simply impossible when self-obsession is the norm and other people are deemed worthy only insofar as they agree with us or validate how we feel. Can you see how that is a very, very immature way of thinking? Other people only have value or worth to the extent that they agree with us and or validate how we feel. And here's the thing. The more we allow ourselves to be ruled by that kind of thinking, the harder we make it to experience happiness. The doctor says that we fall prey to this irony because the toddler brain struggle for autonomy makes us lose sight of the fact that we are so interconnected with others. In reality, we cannot make ourselves happier without striving in some small way to make the world around us a little better. If you doubt that your personal well-being is related to your desire to make the world better, try this mental exercise. Pretend that when you woke up this morning, you felt the value and the importance of everyone in your household. Everyone. You felt their value. You felt their importance. You probably believe they're all valuable, but you don't often feel it. You probably believe they're all valuable, but you probably don't often feel that they are all valuable, especially first thing in the morning. But you're imagining that on this morning, you did indeed feel that everyone in your household is valuable. When you left the house, you regarded all your neighbors as important and valuable people on purpose. You consciously concluded that all your neighbors are important and valuable. While driving to work, there were some folks on the road who just irked you, but as far as you were concerned, the bottom line was everyone was a good person and a valuable person. You arrived at work to meet a collection of good and valuable people. You were getting out of your car with your mind already made up that as you were going to be saying hello, walking past different ones, and they would be saying hello to you or not, that you were going to be speaking to or not, people with value and worth. Now, here's the thing. If you had actually valued and respected everyone you saw today, just in your head, without overtly changing your behavior at all, how would you feel right now? If you had concluded, as you went about your early morning routine, that all the people around you were valuable, how would it be causing you to feel right now? And if you regarded everyone you saw with value and respect, would that make it more or less likely that they would regard the people they encountered with value and respect? Remember, so often We can be about the business. Of making the world a little better for others. And as a result, end up making it better for us. Because remember what I shared with you last week. So often when we do something good for someone else, we've heard this phrase so many times over the last several years, pay it forward. They do likewise for someone else. They, in turn, will sometimes do likewise for someone else. It's not that unrealistic that at some point, somebody, 200 people down the way, may bring that back to you and do something, say something that causes you to feel good, that causes you to feel valued and respected. Wow, people helping the world go round in the right way. All right, get this one in your memory bank. We'll come back with the next song, which is one that was featured early in the week. And ladies and gentlemen, we gave you some clues early in the week, those of you who were able to listen. All right, so we're going to come back with some thought. We're going to come back with some power thinking. I want you to definitely be focusing on the soaring there, but we're going to do some power thinking along with identifying the songs. They're not related. I want you to power think about something else that's, I think, really important. Back in a few.